Hey, how's it going?
Hi. Let's keep it to three today.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Hey, that's a good idea. It was seven yesterday.
Almost eight.
We just had a business call. What'd you think of the business call we just had?
I think it's fine. I'm new to this, so I find the... It's hard to give notes on creative work.
Mm-hmm. It is hard. The thing that is always hard at this stage of the game is like... A show really could be anything.
Yes.
Like, I've never understood, and I know that these people exist and I admire them, but I'm just not oriented in this direction. I know that certain people are like, no, it can only be done this way. And I'm like, actually, it can be done in any way humanly imaginable. And sometimes it's hard to figure out, like, which way is the deepest, but also has the longest road. It's like, what is the deepest tunnel and the longest tunnel?
I liked the call today because it was... very clear what the guidelines were of what they liked and didn't like. And that makes the next step really easy. And I feel like previously, and again, we were still figuring it out too, so it's not that this was on them, but everything felt a little bit like, oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
It wasn't as clear. And I think as we get closer and closer, they have an idea of the show.
Yes.
We're all kind of lining up and creating that same show, and it's just like that alignment feels...
Whenever someone is like, this is just off what you were saying, I don't mean to interrupt you, but whenever the head of the company comes on the call and there's only 1 minute of like, how are you, blah, 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 jokes, and they go, okay, can we dive right in? I never feel that that's bad. I always feel that like, oh, you're just about to give a ton of clear notes, which means that even though I didn't do the thing that you wanted, I did enough of the thing that you didn't want to know what you did want.
Yeah, because none of the stuff that was said today was said before. It's not like we...
Right.
It's not like we disobeyed orders.
It's not like we missed it. Yeah. No, so, for sure.
It was fine.
Yeah. But it's so funny because it's like I've been doing this for 14 years now, and it's like every process is so completely different but feels completely the same.
Yeah. And credit to Kevin who... a lot of the ideas that came up on the call today.
Exactly.
That we you and I shot down.
Well, yeah. Well, Kevin was right, but like I didn't like what it's not that I didn't like what Kevin did, it's that Kevin was pitching a version of the show that I relate less to because it doesn't relate to my life, because it's coming at the character from like a
yes.
This person is married, this person has had a life, this person has had kids, and because I've been so staunch, like not getting married, not having kids, and don't like personally see the value in those things, it's really hard for me to write characters who did at one point see the value in
it.
So I had oriented like the character in a direction, you know, he was just like a full-on oddball because I'm an oddball, and then I had a little bit of a meltdown afterwards because I'm just like, once again, no one wants to hear the story about me.
They do. They just want a candy coating.
I guess so.
Everybody wants the peanut M&M. Nobody wants
the wet
chocolate.
Oh.
You know? You gotta put the candy coating on it.
Yeah, no one wants the moldy peanut, and no one wants the wet chocolate. They want because that melts in your hand. Melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Wasn't that the original tagline of M&M's?
I don't know if it was the original, but it was an early one.
It was an 80s one. Yeah, anyway.
How'd you rate the call today?
It was super clear. It was a 4 out of 5. It would have been 5 out of 5 had we been like, great, we're going into Netflix to sell the show. But no, it was a 4 out of 5. I know exactly what to do.